This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we hear from one of our listeners in Minnesota about how the economy is affecting her.
First, though, 1 week ago today, Barack Obama was elected to become the first African-American president of the United States. Here on Day to Day, we've had a series of conversations with African-Americans about what his victory has meant to them. For many Americans of all different racial backgrounds, Senator Obama's election is a sign of great progress towards equality. But for white supremacists in the U.S., his victory is deeply troubling. Brian Levin tracks hate and extremism at California State University, San Bernardino, and he joins us now. Professor Levin, you found that there is, in fact, not one unified reaction amongst white supremacists. What sort of responses are you seeing to the fact that our next president will be Barack Obama?
Well, we're seeing a range of things. From some quarters, you'll hear, you know, this is a tremendous opportunity. From others, you'll hear this is the worst possible thing. This is the tipping point. You have this mix. But what I can tell you is that this is a complete disaster, no matter what they're saying. No matter how they try to sugarcoat it, the ascension of a brilliant, popular, intelligent African-American into the role model of the presidency represents just another symbol that everything that they have been warning about for years with regard to white nationalism has come to roost.
One of the most public faces in this movement is David Duke. Let's take a brief listen to what he had to say on his radio program on the night of the election. He called Senator Obama's win a tragedy.
Because it symbolizes the nadir of this country. We are really losing and have lost all the fundamental values of the United States of America, the values of our forefathers, and the country is just not recognizable anymore.
This past weekend, David Duke held a conference. The official title of it was the European American Unity and Rights Conference. Do you have any sense of what came out of that meeting happening so soon after the election?
What I think you have to understand is their politics, their culture, and their religion are all tied into one. This anachronistic notion of a white nation, in other words, all the things that we think are great about the ascendancy of President Obama, no matter which side of the political spectrum you're on, they don't share. They don't look at egalitarianism as the propelling principle of the founding of this country. They look at white nationalism, and they look at the fact that they've lost. And now maybe they can start a race war. Maybe, you know, the fact that there is an African-American face to the presidency shall relieve all pretense of who's in charge. They're also saying, look, now the gloves are off because this is open for everyone to see. We don't have to make things up about President Clinton having an African-American child. Here we have someone who represents everything we've warned about, and what our political religion and culture says is that this is a country for white people, and this is another iconic sign that what we had warned about has come to fruition.
From a security standpoint, is there cause for concern? We recently had two men who pled not guilty to charges of plotting to assassinate President-elect Barack Obama. Do you have any sense of whether we're going to see similar plots out there in the future?
Not only will you see similar plots, you'll actually see examples of violence. One of the key issues with regard to the white supremacist movement for some time has been the notion not only of white nationalism, but a shift away from organized groups. That is, taking violent action on your own, particularly against symbols and folks who are identified as appropriate targets within the movement. And Barack Obama is such a symbol, but not only him, his supporters as well. So it wouldn't surprise me if from time to time we see these lone wolves, these individuals who are on the fringes or loosely associated with hate groups going out and acting violently, not necessarily even against a major political figure who's highly guarded, but some random individuals or a random symbol like a house of worship or people from a particular group. That's how they'll make their statement in what they believe is part of a continuing race war that has finally reached a tipping point.
Brian Levin is the director of the Center on Hate and Extremism at California State University, San Bernardino. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex.